Today's daf is Samach Hey. We'll start back at the Mishnah. Hope we'll get through everything. It's a long Mishnah, but hard to start without going through it. Okay, the Mishnah earlier on the daf, on Samach Dal and Amabed at the top, was about the Chatata Of. Okay, maybe we'll even just quickly read that because we're going to compare it today. Talk a lot about the Chatata Of and the Olata Of. If you remember, the Chatat is what you bring for sin offering if you can't afford to bring an animal for the Korban Olev Yored. The Ola, we saw, was for various things, right? And then there's also times where you bring both, two birds, one for an Ola, one for a Chatat, the Nazir, Shenitma, the Metzora, the Zav, the Yoledet. There's a bunch of these, they're called Kinim, like a nest of birds, where you bring two, one for the Chatat, one for the Ola. And additionally, an Ola Ha'of can also be a Nidava. You can say, I want to bring a voluntary offering, but you can't afford an animal, so you bring a bird. There's a whole different procedure is done with both of them. So we'll start with the Mishnah at the top of the page. Chatara of Ketzarei Tanaset. Okay, whether or not you read this. Ala la kevesh upana la sovev. So he goes up the kevesh and he goes to the sovev. Again, he goes to that ramp, the middle area, right? He goes up the small ramp and then goes up to the middle part of the, right above the midpoint of the mizbeach. Balo la keren dromit mizrachit. And he goes to the corner on the Darom Mizrach side, the first side he gets to, right? That's where normally you would go up on that side. Hayamoleket Rosha Mimul Orpa. Then the Kohen, while he's standing on the Sovev, does the Malika on the back of the neck. Ve'eino Mavdil. Okay, this is because the Pasuk says, okay, if you read in Vayikra Parakeh, it's on your sheet, it says, Vimlo Tagia Yado Dese. Okay, he brings these two birds. Echad Lo Olah, Echad Lo Chatat, Echad Lo Olah. There also, by the way, brings an Ola. This is in the Korban Olev Yored. Ve'evio tam el kohen ve'hikriv et asher l'chatat rishona. Okay, so we start with the chatat here. U'malak et rosho mimul orpo. Here it says he does the malika by the back of the neck. That's the orif. Ve'lo yavdil. And it says ve'lo yavdil. Now part of this pasuk is not mentioned when it talks about the ola. It doesn't say mimul orpo. Okay, if you look in the ola psukim, it says Vimna of Allah Korbano, okay, Vayikra Aleph, Pasukyu Dalid, skip to Tepav now. Vikrivo al Kohen al Mizbeach, Umalaket Rosho, okay, it just says Rosho, it doesn't say Mimul or Po, and it doesn't say the words Velo Yavdil, okay, so from there they learn that you're not supposed to separate the head from the body, okay, Rashi says there's a bit of a debate about what it means. We'll stick with Rashi, who says it means that you don't cut both simanim, the kane and the veshet, you only cut one of them in the chatara of, and in the olata of, you cut both, and then you end up with a head severed from the body. Okay, there's a bit of a debate exactly what this means, but that's where they get this concept. That's why on the chart, I did the olata of, there's malika, and I put in parentheses mavdil, but it's not mentioned in the pasuk that mavdil. But the chatara of, you do malika, and it says lo yavdil. Okay, then it says v'hizami dam chatat al kira mizbeach. So then you do hazaya, sprinkling of the blood on the mizbeach. We'll see where exactly. V'hanishar b'dam yimatzel yisod mizbeach chatati. Okay, and whatever's left, you do mitzui. Okay, now that's different from the olata of, because the olata of, look up now at the upper psukim in Vayikra Aleph Tevav. So it says malaket rosho v'iktira mizbecha. I forgot, I actually did this in the wrong order. I did in the right order, because we'll see. But in the pasuk it appears, you do malika, then haktarat harosh, okay, because that's what you have, that your maktir mizbecha. Then you do mitzoy dam, but really it's the reverse. You do the mitzoy first, because you can't burn it and then squeeze the blood out. It's not possible. We'll talk about this at drasham, why the order is that way. So anyway, you do malika, then you do mitzoy. Notice what's missing? Hazaya, there's no sprinkling. Okay, in the chatara of, the mitzui was after you do the sprinkling, then you squeeze out whatever blood. It's like the shirayim. In this case, everything is just mitzui adam, and then you do aktarat harosh. Then there's a whole bunch of other details. Hey, sirat morato, you take out the crop, which is the part that chews up the food. Usually the bird eats it whole, and then the crop is in the throat, it chews it up. And from there, it goes into the gizzard, which is like the stomach area. So you take out the mor'ah, which we're going to learn is the crop. Binotzata, we're going to darshan what that means. And it sounds like with its feathers. V'yishlichota etzel ha-mizbeach kedma el makom ha-deshan. And now we know why you do it in the mizrach side. We saw that the other day, because then you're going to throw it from there on the eastern side of the kevesh, of the ramp, was the makom ha-deshan. Remember, we learned the other day that if there wasn't any room, then they would do it on the ma'arav side. And then they would have to throw it from there. And that showed how strong the kohanim whether they could throw that far. And then there's another stage, which is shisau to b'knafav. You now sever the body. Now we're done with the head. The head's already burnt. So now you're left with the body. You cut it b'knafav with the knafayim. And it's it sounds like you slice it down the middle. Lo yavdil, but you don't actually separate it. Here it's this part, lo yavdil. V'ktir oto ha-kohen ha-mizbecha ala etzim asher ala esh, ola hi yisharech nikoach la-Hashem. Now, obviously, this is different, the Ola and the Chatat, where here the entire thing gets burned. The Chatat, once you're done with the process of just Malika, sprinkling the blood, and then the Mitzoy, squeezing out whatever blood is left, you now can eat it. Okay, and then you can, cook it any way you want, then you can eat it. Okay, I saw a few things about this, which I thought was interesting, because I wondered, why do we have this lo yavdil and yes yavdil, separate it, not separate? So the Chizkuni says, and I'm not sure why this would be different between the Ola and the... He says the reason why you don't separate it in the Chatat is because you'll end up with a very, very small pieces, and it will not be ra'oi lavi lifnei ha-melech, these very small pieces. A bird is small. So if you start cutting it up, everything will just be too small. Maybe the Ola, it doesn't really matter because it's all getting burned. But if I guess you're going to eat it, maybe. I don't know. It's something I saw. The more I saw a nice midrash about it. Why do you take out the crop? Because what do birds do generally? They fly everywhere and they eat everything, meaning they basically steal things. Right? I was in the park once when my daughter had a piece of pizza and the bird snatched her pizza. It's like she was little. I still remember that, this image of the bird taking her pizza away. So he says that therefore, the zefek, right, the crop is full of stolen stuff, and therefore we can't bring it on the mizbech, which I thought was a nice image. Okay, that's a little bit of extra. So now we better start because now we're going to read it inside. But I figured that introduction would make you visualize it because it's hard to get the distinctions are very important to understand what's different between the two. So you can look back at the chart if you want to remember. So olata of ketzad. We're now starting at the mishnah at the bottom of or the middle of samach dalet amud bet. Olata of ketzad naset. How is it done? Ala lekevash upana lesovev. So again, he goes up the ramp. He goes to the sovev. Balo lekeren dromit misrachit. The first one he's going to get to. Hayam moleket rosham mimul orpa. He does the malika mimul orpa. Now remember, I don't know if you remember this already, but it only said that in the chatada of, not in the olada of, about mimul orpa. But they're going to learn from one to the other. Umavdil, okay, and you sever the head. Umitzah damal kiram isbeach. So then immediately, another reason why, by the way, they say that you do the mitzoy adam immediately and you don't catch it in a bowl is because there's concern that there's not a lot of blood. So you might not, by the time you put it in a bowl, some might get absorbed into the bowl. You might not have enough. So they just immediately, whatever blood goes right on the kiram isbeach. Natala tarosh. So now, okay, this you're doing on the bottom, on the middle part, right? You're standing on the sovev. Then, it doesn't say this, but then you go up to the top of the mizbeach, you take the rosh with you. Okay, so you go around from where you were to the mizbeach. And you soak it in salt, like you salt it, like you would salt meat. And you put it on the fire. You have to go up to the top of the mizbeach because you have to get to where the fire is. Balo laguf, now you get to the body. That was all the head. Now you go back and you get the body. Ve'sirat hamor'a ve'et hanotza. So here now we say, hamor'a benutzata means you take the mor'a, the crop, and you take the notza, the feathers. We'll see exactly what that means later. Ve'et b'nei me'ayim, and even the inner part, like the gizzard. Hayotzim imam, okay, whatever comes out with it. Vishlichan lebet hadeshen, and you throw this onto the bet hadeshen. Shisa v'lo hivdil. Okay, now you cut it, but you don't separate it. Okay, imagine you cut a chicken right on one side, but the rest is stuck together still, right? You still attached. V'im hivdil kasher. But there, if you warm hivdil, it's okay. Why is that? Because you're already past the ikar parts of, right? The mitzui is parallel to the hazayat adam. You've already done what needs kapara already. You're finished. So if you've messed up there, you did a little differently, it's okay. So if gova melach, again, you salt it. Vizarko gabe ha'ishim, throw it on the fire. Okay, done. Lo hisira mor'a ve'lo anotza ve'et b'nei ha'me'ayim ha'yotzim imam ve'lo saf gova melach. What if you didn't do this whole last part? Kol sheshina ba me'achar shemitza dama k'shera. As long as you did the mitzui dam, it's okay, because that's the ikar part. Hivdil b'chatant ve'lo hivdil ba'ola. What if you separated the chatat, which you're not supposed to do, And you didn't separate the olah, which you're supposed to do. Now we're going back to the earlier part where you were supposed to separate the head from the body. Pasul. That is pasul, because that's an important element. Mitzah damarosh v'lo mitzah damaguf. What if you did the mitzoy? There's two mitzoys done, okay? Because, right, really it says mitzoy dam just by the head. The first pasuk in Vayikra Aleph Tevav, it said, malachet rosho v'kira mizbecha v'nimtzah damo kira mizbech. The assumption is you're also supposed to do the goof. So if you did the rosh, but not the goof, it's psula. Dama goof, v'lo mitzah dama rosh, kshera. The assumption is that most of the blood is in the body, and therefore, if you did the body, but not the rosh, it's okay. But if you did the rosh and not the body, that's not good. Chatar ha'of, melaka shelo lishma. What if you do malika shelo lishma? Now we're going to get into all chazaran, things we talked about your machshavot, about pigul and all those things, chutzim komo, when it becomes pigul, when it doesn't, which avodot it's important for. So malika is like shlita. If you do, remember the chatat shelo lishma is pasul, but in olah shelo lishma is not pasul. Remember, it's disqualified that you can no longer continue sacrificing it. Chatat ha'of shemelaka shelo lishma, or mitzadama shelo lishma, or lishma v'shelo lishma, in other words, you did one of the acts, started lishma and then went lo lishma, o shelo lishma v'lishma, or you combine them the other direction, pasul, okay? It's disqualified because it's a chatat, and a chatat that you do with the wrong intent is no good. Olata of kshira, but if the olata of you did it, it's kshira. Ubavad shelo alta lebalim l'shem chova. Remember, it's kshira, you can continue sacrificing it. However, it didn't work to do what it was intending to do, so you're going to have to bring a new one. The Baalim are going to have to bring a new one in its place. If you did the melika or the mitzui with the intent that you're going to eat it, if it's davar shadarko le'echol, or lahaktir, if it's davar shadarko le'echol, or you had intent that you were going to either eat it if it's davar shadarko that gets eaten, or you were going to burn it if it's davar that gets burned, chutz limkomo, then it's going to be pasul. Remember, ve'ein bo karet, because there's no karet by chutz limkomo. But if you had a thought about chutz lismano, it's pigu v'chayvim alav karet, ubevad she'akriv ha'matir k'mitzvato. Remember, but it's only going to be karet if you eat the meat after the blood was done the way it was supposed to be done. So ketza, they're now going to say, what does it mean, yakriv ha'matir k'mitzvato? So now they're going to give a bunch of examples. Malak bishtika, let's say you did malika without thinking anything. Umitzah adam chutz lizmano, and then you did mitzoy adam chutz lizmano. Oh, shemalak chutz lizmano, mitzah adam bishtika, and that you had this machshava of chutz lizmano when you did the mitzoy. Or you had a chutz lizmano when you did malika, and then you did the mitzah adam without saying anything. Oh, shemalak umitzah adam chutz lizmano, or you did both of them, chutz lizmano, zeu shakareva matir kimitzvato, because you actually did the mitzoy adam. But, ketzad lo kareva matir kimitzvato. Now we're going to have a bunch of cases where it wouldn't work. Malach chutz limkomo, and mitzah adam chutz lizmano. And as you did do the mitzoy, but remember, if you're erev shnei machshavot, you have a chutz limkomo and a chutz lizmano. Since it was already pasul, because it was chutz limkomo, it's not going to be considered chutz lizmano that you're going to get karet for. Chutz lizmano is only when it would have been done perfectly had you not messed up that one thing. But here, you already messed something else up. And remember, there was an issue with the order, so we'll get to that too. Osha malach chutz lizmano, misah adam chutz limkomo. This opinion holds that it doesn't matter the order. Osha malach umitzah adam chutz limkomo, or you did both of them chutz limkomo, then obviously it wouldn't be karet. Chatara of shemelako shelo lishma. If you have a chatara of that you did malika shelo lishma, which already again disqualifies it because that's pasul. Umitzah adam chutz lizmano, and then you did this machshava pigo chutz lizmano. This is also not karev kimo shetzarich. O shemalak chutz lizmano umitzah adam o shelo lishma. You did the malika chutz lizmano, and then you did the mitzoy adam shelo lishma, which again would disqualify it because it's a chatat. O shemalak umitzah adam shelo lishma, or you did both of them shelo lishma. Zeu shelo karev hamatir kimitzvato. Those are all cases where you didn't do it kimo shetzarich, and therefore again, what does it mean that if you ate the meat after it was all done, you wouldn't get karet, even though you had a pigul machshava of chutz lizmano, because it was messed up for other reasons. More, lechol kezayit b'chutz, kezayit lemachar, or kezayit lemachar, kezayit b'chutz. Right? If you had an intent to eat one kezayit b'chutz, chutz limkomo, and one kezayit chutz lizmano, again, that's going to be a ruv machshavot. or the reverse order, or kechatzi zayit b'chutz, kechatzi zayit l'machar, or kechatzi zayit l'machar, kechatzi zayit b'chutz, or half kezeitim, pasul ve'en bo karet. It's disqualified, but there is no karet, because again, it's eruv machshava. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, here comes the dissenting opinion, zeh haklal, im machshevet hazman kadval machshevet hamakom, piguv chevim alav karet. If first you messed it up by chutz l'zmano, even if you had a chutz l'mkoma machshava later, since you messed it up originally, chutz l'zmano, and at that point it wasn't disqualified for any other reason, even though you still have to do the later stage of mitzoy adam, and even if you do that chutz l'mkoma, he views that as that's pigul and you get karet. That's against Tana Kama, who said the order doesn't matter. V'im machshevet hamakom kadma l'machshevet hazman pasul ve'en bo karet. Right, that's obvious. And then whether you say this or not, because it's somewhat repetitive, because Tana Kama already said it, but it's in brackets here, so we'll read it. V'chachamim omrim zeh v'zeh pasul ve'en bo karet. Right, both are pasul, but you don't get karet in either case. Lechol kechatzi zayit ulahaktir kechatzi zayit kasher. She'en achila v'haktara mitztarfim. Right, if you have a thought about eating a half a zayit and burning a half a kazayit, chutz l'mkomo, that's also not going to be pigul, because a half a kazayit of achila doesn't mix with a half a kazayit of haktara. Okay, we saw this way back when. It's a good review. Okay, now the Gemara is going to darshan our Mishnah about the olata of Tanu Rabbanan. So look at for a minute at the psukim again. Vayikra perak aleph pasuk tet vav. Okay, so imina of is the pasuk before, meaning if you're going to bring an olata of, this is what you do. V'ikrivu, oh, so first it says, you actually have to read your Dalet, imina of ala karbono la'ashem, v'ikriv mina torim omim b'nei yonat karbono. Okay, it says the word v'ikriv. The next pasuk says, v'ikrivu ha'kohen ala mizbech, which seems to be repetitive because we just said ikriv in the previous pasuk. So, the Gemara said, wants to darsh, the Braita, they quote, darshens this. Tanu Rabbanan, v'ikrivu, by the way, it's very typical that we have a Mishnah where the halachot are stated, no connection to the psukim at all. And then we have a lot of midrash halacha often, or things that, I don't know if it's directly from the midrash halacha, but it's also the signon, the style, is like the midrash halacha, which the difference between the Mishnah and midrash halacha is the Mishnah is just giving you the halacha. The midrash halacha connects the halachot to psukim and darshans them. V'ikrivu, ma talmud lomar? Why do you need to say this? L'fishen emar, v'ikrivu natorim, umim b'nei ha-yonah. Okay, since it says that, right, it's somewhat unnecessary. But what might you have thought? Yachol, if you just had that first pasuk, v'ikrivu natorim, umim b'nei ha-yonah. Yachol amin adev of, lo yivchot mishnei pridim. It sounds like, if you say I want to bring a bird, it sounds like, min atorim, umim b'nei ha-yonah. Notice it's plural. So you might have thought that you would need to bring two. Talmud lomar, vihi krivo. Hikrivo is singular. So there you learn that you can actually be mitnadev and just bring one. You can voluntarily offer just one bird. Afilu preta achat. Yavi ala mizbeach, ma talmud lomar. No, sorry. Afilu preta achat, yavi ala mizbeach. Okay, you can even bring one. No?
Yavi.
Oh, afilu preda achat yavi. Okay, fine. Thank you. So now, go on in the pasuk. V'ikriv ha-kohen el ha-mizbech. Ma tamud lomar el ha-kohen. It could have just said, v'ikriv ha-mizbech. Why would we have known it's only the kohanim? So here I quoted you at the bottom of the sheet. Bamidbar yuchet. It's actually a sivoid of the Levim, but you can assume that this applies obviously also to Yisraelim. It tells them, atem tisu atavon ha-mikdash. That's Aharon. You're in charge of the mikdash. Okay, they're supposed to serve you, blah, blah, blah. Perik, Pasuk Gimel, v'shamru mishmar techao, mishmeret kol ha'ohel, ach el klei ha'kodesh ve'el ha'mizbech, lo yikruvu ve'lo yamutu, gam hem, gam atem. So what does it say? But they're not allowed to go near the mizbech. If Shevet Levi can't go near the mizbech, obviously nobody else can go near the mizbech. So it says, hikrivo el ha'mizbech, obviously it's going to be the kohen. So why does it say ha'kohen? Likboa lo kohen. To say it has to be done by a kohen. In other words, what does it mean? The malika has to be done by a kohen, because it says, kriva kohen al mizbech umalak et roshon. Now, why might you have thought it doesn't have to be done by a kohen? Because malika is like shchita, right? So, sheachova lo dinu, you might have thought it's a kavachomer. Uma ben son shakavalo tzafon lo kavalo kohen. Right? If a ben son, where it has to be shefted only in the north, and this, now it's interesting, this, according to this, doesn't have to be specifically in the north. However, it specifically is done in a particular location on the Mizbeach. However, you could claim bidyevet, maybe it can be done anywhere, and it doesn't have this unique din if it's a phone, but it's a little difficult because it does have its own unique place, more so than any of the others, because it's actually done on the Mizbech itself. But let's take it like this. And he says, since a ben tzon that has a unique din of tzafon, and yet anyone can do the shechita, so of shelo kavalo tzafon, eino din shelo yikbalo kohen, therefore tamud lomar, ela kohen. It really should just be ha kohen, because the pasuk doesn't say ela kohen, it says v'yikrivo ha kohen. Okay, so therefore tamud lomar, ha kohen, likbo alo kohen. Okay, that's to teach you, the malika has to be done by a kohen. If yesterday's stuff, it said the Malika was a very hard, like there was in the list of things that are very complicated to do, so you could assume that maybe that's why they wanted a Kohen to do it. Just like the Kmitza, which is only done by the Kohen. Yachol Yim Lekenu, by the way, if you don't have a Koren, the Koren has a really good picture of yesterday's stuff of how exactly the Kohen, the different opinions about how the Kohen would hold it and do the Malika, if you're interested. Okay. You might have thought he could do it with a knife. Vidinhu. Umaim shchitasha lo kavala kohen, lo kavala kohen, kavala kli. Right, you might say, well, regular shchita, you don't need it to be done by a kohen, and yet it has a knife, right? It's associated with a kli. Malika shakavala kohen, eno din shikbala kli. Tamud lamar, kohen umalak. Okay, therefore it says, vikriboa kohen alamizbeach umalak. We'll see in a minute how they darshan this, but they're going to darshan it from there. It means the Kohen does it with his own hands. So Amar Rabbi Akiva is going to explain. B'chit halal da'atcha shazar karev l'gabe mizbeach. What, you think a zar can go near the mizbeach? Elamata mulomar Kohen. What does he learn from the fact that it says Kohen? She'tehem alikav atzmo shel Kohen. There's a different drasha on the Kohen. The word Kohen appears there to be juxtaposed to malak, to show that the Kohen himself does the malika with on his own, without any sort of implement. You might have thought you could do it on the ground or on the Mizbeach. Who's to say you have to do it on the Mizbeach? Now remember, where is he standing? Again, this is one of those things. Probably don't remember all the details. Hopefully by the end of today you will. But what do we say? Olala of Ketzad Nase, Alala Kevesh Upanala Sovev. He's standing on the Sovev. Remember, the Chudas Sikra is in the middle. There's an Amma above the Chudas Sikra before you get to the Sovev. And then there's the whole upper part. So anything that's supposed to be done in the upper part, remember, is done from the Chudas Sikra Olamala, which is just below the Sovev and above. So he's standing on the Sovev here. So now, they say, Yachol Yim Lekena Beimi Lamala Beimi Lamata. Maybe you could do the Malika toward the bottom or toward the top. And as you're standing at the Sovev, in theory, you could sprinkle the blood below or above. Right? And below, you could get to underneath the Chudas Sikra from where you're standing. Tamud lamar, umalak vihiktir. Now, if you remember, I told you that the order is strange. It says malak vihiktir v'nimtza damo. Now, once you burn it, you obviously can't take the dam out. So, they darshan here, umalak vihiktir. The reason why the order is flipped is so you can darshan it. Mahaktara berosh ha-mizbeach, af milika berosh ha-mizbeach. Just like the haktara is done on the top of the mizbeach, also the milika is done on the top of the mizbeach. Now, they're not exactly done in the same place on top of the Mizbeach, because the Malika is done on the Sovev, and the Haftara is done at the top. Okay, but...
Isn't the Sovev a narrow ledge?
Yes, it's a narrow ledge.
Don't you need to have solid footing to like get the bird in the right position?
The bird is small. It's not so big. It's not so hard. An Amma is enough of a space. It's not a lot, but it's enough that they can...
They're like pigeons.
Yeah, they're like pigeons. They're very small. If you see that picture, you'll see. It's just, it's very small. He's just like holding it under his arm. It's not... It's not very hard.
They move and they peck.
Yeah, but once you kind of catch it, you have it. I mean, I don't know enough about it, but yeah, it's a pretty unpleasant picture. Yes.
That part is less unpleasant.
Actually, so I'm floating around Facebook also yesterday. Someone had posted it, sent it to me.
Can you explain why the Kohen couldn't also use a knife? It says the Kohen has to do Malika.
Right, so they say Kohen umalach, meaning the Kohen does the Malika without an implement. That's how they darshan it.
Right. We were wondering yesterday why a Kohen can't use a knife. It says in the Torah that he has to do Malika.
Well, that's what they darshan here. The fact that the word a Kohen appears, and it really doesn't need to, and it says Malak, so they say that means the Kohen has to do it with his own. Now, again, it doesn't exactly say that in the Pasuk. That's the way they darshan it. Why they were motivated to have him do it without an implement, I don't know. But clearly, that was clear to them. Now they're just trying to connect it to Pasukim. So now you might have thought you could do the Malika Bema and the Malah Bema and the Mata. Therefore, Malak be Tir Matra Barosh Mizbech, Af Malika Barosh Mizbech. Umalak. So now we have Malak Mimul Oreth. Now remember, we said the pasuk doesn't say Mimula Oreth. It just says Umalak at Rosho. So now they say Atah Omer Mimul Oreth. Oein Oela Minat Savar. Maybe just the neck and not the back of the neck. Vidinhu. So now they say Atz Kavachomer. Ne'amar Kan Umalak. Ne'amar Lahalan Umalak. It says here Malak, and it says Malak by the Chatata Of. Ma lahalam mimul oref, just like by the chatada of it says malak et rosho mimul orpo, afkan mimul orpo, oh oref. Okay, so now they're going to obviously say, well, if you're going to make the comparison, well then make more comparisons. Ima lahalam molek veinom avdil. Remember, I told you the chatada of lo yavdil. You don't separate the head. You don't do both simanim. And the olata of you do, even though it doesn't say in the pasuk that you're supposed to. So now they're going to say, so if, since it doesn't say in the pasuk by olata of that you're supposed to sever the head, imala halam molek veino mavdil, afkam molek veino mavdil, talmud lomar, umalak vihiktir, mak tarat harosh latzmo vaguf latzmo, af melikat harosh latzmo vaguf latzmo. It says here, if you notice, it doesn't give you all the details here, but if you look in Pasuk Tepav, it says Hiktira Mizbecha. And in Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, and then you cut it in half, right, without separating it, and burn that, Hiktir Oto Akohen Mizbecha. So clearly, there's two Akhtarot going on, so clearly, there's one is the head and one is the body, and they must be done separately. So they assume from there, since the Akhtarah is done, the Rosh separately and the Guf separately, therefore the Milika, we're going to assume when they do the Milika, they already sever it, right? Milika La Rosh Latzmo Va Guf Latzmo. Again, it doesn't mean you do two pulot of milika. It means that in the milika, you separate one from the other. Uminayin shaktarat harosh batzmo v'haguf batzmo. How do you know that? Shenemar. So now they're going to say what I already said. How do you know? In other words, here they just say it. It's obvious that the haktarat harosh and the haktarat haguf batzmo are separate. Shenemar v'iktir oto. Now they're going to say it. The Gemara is going to say it. Since it says iktir oto in the last pasuk Yud Zayin, hare haktarat haguf amura. It's obvious you're talking about the body because it says shisa oto b'knafav, right, with its wings. Ha ma'ani mekayem biktira mizbecha b'aktarat harosh ha-katub medaber. So when it says the earlier pasuk that you were maktir, it must be talking about the rosh. V'nimtza damo. Now we learn it doesn't say v'nimtza midamo. We've darshan this before. It says v'nimtza damo, which means all of the blood. Kulo. Elkira mizbeach. What are we going to darshan from these words? V'lo alkira kevesh, v'lo alkira echal. Okay, not on the wall of the ramp, and not on the wall of the hechal. The ezezeh, and which kir is this? Kir elyon. Okay, it's the upper wall. So now they say, o'eno el kira tachton. How do you know it's the upper wall and not the lower wall? Vidinhu, again, it's a kavachomer. Now, if you remember, all the animals, what happens? They're all done, okay, this is good review, lemata michut ha-sikra, except for the chatat, which is done lemala. Okay, so ma behema shechatata lemala, and yet olata lemata, right? And the ol is usually more chamor, so we're going to say if the ol is lemata, so of shechatato lemata, since the chatata of is done lemata, then ein odin sheolato lemata, then wouldn't you assume the ola would be also lemata? Talmud lomar umalak v'hiktir v'nimtza damo. Therefore, they say umalak v'hiktir v'nimtza damo, meaning it all has to be done, right? Remember, the order doesn't make any sense. So the order is to tell you that it's done on the upper part of the mizbeach, near where you're going to burn it. Okay, so you follow. So we end up with this flip. All the behemot, right? The chatat is on the mala, the olah is on the mata. When it comes to the chatat ha'of and the olah ha'of, it's the reverse. The chatat is on the mata and the olah is on the mala. Okay, and that's based on this drasha and the psukim, or at least that's one of the reasons that we want it to be done right next to where the haktara is happening. This is what I said before. How do we learn it from here? Because what, you think after your maktir, you're going to be able to squeeze blood out? So again, they're going to explain, okay, this is the Braita, so the Braita is going to explain exactly what we saw in the Mishnah, a little bit differently, but basically the same concept. So how does this work? Right, how do you do it in the same place? Well, you go up the short ramp, the smaller one, you go ponela sovev, you go onto the sovev part, the little ledge there. Ubalo lekeren dromit mizrachit, hayam oleket roshom mimol orpa, umavdil. So again, we're going through all the same details. There you do the malika on the from the back of the neck, and you separate it. Umimatsemi dama al kira mizbeach, and then you do the mitzvah adam on the mizbeach. Now, we're going to see. The question is, do you do it up or do you do it down? Because in theory, you could do it down right onto that one amma that's still above the chuta sikra. So it's unclear at that point, are you going up or are you going down? So the Braita now goes into more detail than our Mishnah, which didn't really mention that. And it says, imasa lemata meraglava filu amak sheha. Okay, the Tanakhama says, if you wanted to, in other words, it sounds like do it above, but if you did it below, as long as it got on that amma, which is still above the chuta sikra, you're okay. Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov omrim, kol atzma eina seit ela berosh mizbech. Okay, which sounds like it has to be done above. Okay, in other words, you have to go up. You can't go down. Okay, and that's because you want it to be near where the haftarah is going on, so therefore you're going to put it on the wall of the section where the burning is going to be. My benai, why is there a halachic difference between them? What's the difference to the halacha? Abai v'rava damre travayu, they both agree in this case about what the difference is. Oseh marachal gabe sovev ika benayu. In theory, now here goes Naomi, you said before, the Sovev is so narrow, how could he be doing the Malik here? Forget about that. According to this Bidiyeved, if you had no choice, okay, it sounds like it's Bidiyeved, but one opinion holds that you could actually do the fire on the Sovev. And therefore, if you hold you could do the fire on the Sovev, then there's no problem to put the blood right below it because you are next to a place where, in theory, you could do the Haktaha. Okay? Even though in practice it's very hard to imagine you'd be doing it, but again, you could say small fire, it's a small amount of, you know, it's not a lot of meat, it's very small. In theory, you could do it on the Sovev. The other opinion says, no, it has to be done on top because the only place you can burn this bird is on the top. They don't think you could do it on the Sovev, and therefore, Rabbi Nechemia, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov say, no, it has to be done on the upper wall. Right, upper from the Sovev. Right? Everyone agrees, remember, it has to be on the upper wall. The question is, could you go down one amma below the Sovev, lean over, and pour the blood down there? The reason I think they want to say that is because if you're doing the Malika, and remember, the dam's just oozing out, it's easier to just let it drop down than to start lifting it up to drop the blood. So therefore, I'm assuming that's why they suggest that you could actually do it below. And again, remember, there's not a lot of blood, so you want to get it immediately as it's coming out.
Doesn't make sense. Why not just climb back up to burn it? Because it says Allah is there.
No, they do climb up to burn it. Here they're saying, theoretically speaking, could you burn it on the Sovev? If you think you could burn it on the Sovev, then the part right under the Sovev is considered in theory, right? This is your Sovev, okay? The question is, could you do the blood here, or does it have to be done here? If the Haftarah can only be done at the top, then you have to do it on the wall near the top of the mizbech. If your chuta sikra is here in the middle, right? So your chuta sikra is still below the sovev. So you have this amma to play with. So if you have this amma, you could say that you'd have to say, though, if the whole thing is it has to be near where you're doing the burning, if in theory, theoretically, again, not practically, but theoretically, you could make a fire here on the sovev, then you could claim that you could put it on the wall right near there, since theoretically it's a place where Haftarah could happen. Even though I don't think anybody was doing Haftarah there, it's just a theoretical question.
But it's funny that they should say that, because do you consider the Sovev the Mizbeach, Al HaMizbeach?
It is. It's part of the Mizbeach. We saw before that all the parts, even the Yesod, is considered part of the Mizbeach. Okay? It's all theoretically called the Mizbeach. We saw that in another sugya. I think maybe we were talking about if you could check in the on the whole Mizbeach. So, could, you know, I think there it came up. What was considered technically the Mizbeach. But they do call all those parts the Mizbeach, even though they were separate pieces, different levels. Right. Okay. Ba'lo leguf. Okay, so now we get to the part where now you deal with the body. After you dealt with the head and the blood from the head, now you deal with the body. And we're going to take out that part that's called the crop. Hesirat morato binotzata. Zo zefek, this is the crop. Yachol yakdir besakim v'yitzlenu. So now how are you going to get the zefek out? What would be the most logical? Cut a hole in the, you know, in the body of the bird and pull out. I actually saw, you can Google this, okay? I Googled it this morning just to see. I don't have anything on me to show you right now. But if you Google crop, crop of bird, you can see some nice diagrams of the crop, like where it sits in the bird and the gizzard, because we're going to talk about the gizzard in a minute, so it'll help you. So you might have thought you could just make a hole in the skin and take out the bird, take out the zefek, the crop. Tamud lomar bin notzata, notel et hanotza ima. Okay, the feathers are obviously on the outside, so you don't have to cut away and pull out just that part, but take, you know, whatever feathers are nearby that come off when you take it out, so take that with it. Abba Yossi ben Chanan omer, notla venotel kor kevana ima. You take the gizzard out with it. Okay, they understand notzata to be something ma'us, disgusting, and the gizzard is like the inner parts where all the stuff is digested. It's gross. So when it says benotzata, it's not talking about the feathers, it's talking about the gizzard, and you take that out with it. Okay? And then there's a debate about whether he thinks it's also the feathers or not. There's a bit of a debate about, does he disagree or is he adding? Okay. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, benotzata, benotza shela, what does it mean benotzata? Just the notzim that are with it. Kodraba sakin kimin aruba. You make like a little shoot. Right? You cut a little circle. Whatever feathers are on that little circle that you cut, that you then pull out the crop from, those are, that's why it says not just binotza, but binotzata. It's notzot. Shisav elohiv deal. Okay, so now you're going to slice it kind of in the middle, but with the knafayim and not separate. I saw one of the reasons about the knafayim. There was a, also a drashot that said, that, let me see if I remember it, that the knafayim, the idea is that the knafayim appeal to people. So when they're burning, remember, the olah ha'ofel gets burned. So it should be like you want it, you know, and it like makes you think about wanting to eat it, I guess, and then, you know, something along those lines. I didn't 100% understand this, so I didn't think to quote it, but anyway, just mention it. Tanu Rabbanan, vishisa, ein shisa ela biyad. Again, you do this without an implement. How do we know this? Well, it's not, I don't know if this is exactly a proof, but they show another pasuk where somebody did shisua biyad. So they say it must be that the word shesa is something that's done with your hands. What was it? From Shimshon. Vayishaseu kishesa hagdi. Okay, he took, it says, vatitzlach alavruach Hashem. This is, he came upon these lions. Okay? Vayishaseu kishesa hagdi umu'uma ein biyado. And there was nothing in his hands. They assume that means he did it barehanded. And therefore, they say the shasanar pasuk must mean also with your hand. Lo hisirat hamora. Okay, so now they said if you don't take out the mora, right, that part is not going to be ma'akev. Right, you have to take it out, but if you didn't do it, below anotzav epiname ayim ayotzimi mam, right, below safgo b'melach, right, since you did mitzoy adam, it's kshera. So now they say this: our Mishnah dilo kerabi elazar matzitin dilo kerabi elazar b'rabbi Shimon. Okay, our Mishnah, the fact that it says about this, okay, we'll see in a minute, is not like Rabbi Elazar b'rabbi Shimon. D'tanya amar Rabbi Elazar b'rabbi Shimon, shamati shemavdilim b'chatat ha'of. Okay, he says that mavdilim b'chatara of. One second, right? So my benayu. So they say, what does it mean? Right? We don't know what it means when he says shamati shemavdilim b'chatara of. So they say, what's the difference halacha between them? Amar of chista mitzoy chatata of ma'akev ika benayu. Their whole machloket is the mitzvah of the chatara of ma'akev. In other words, what's the assumption from our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, as long as you did the mitzvah dama, it's kshera, which sounds like, and as yes, the mor'ah and all that stuff isn't ma'akev, but the mitzvah dama is ma'akev. Okay? The mitzvah dama, so now they're saying, their machloket between them, he says, shamati shemavdilim b'chatara of, that's what Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says. So how does he disagree with Tanakama? So they claim the Tanakama holds, mitzoy chatara of is ma'akev, b'kevan de mitzoy dam ka'avid, kevan de mitzoy dam ka'avid, ka'avid ma'aseh ola b'chatara of. Okay, before we get here, we have to explain a little bit of background. The Mishnah Samach Vav, we're going to see, Samach Vav Amubet, says that you can't do, okay, we started off our shiur with saying, how do you do the olah ha'of, and how do you do the chatat ha'of, and there's a different procedure. So the Mishnah there says, if you do the chatat ha'maseh olah b'chatat ha'of, you treat the chatat ha'of like the olah ha'of, then it's no good. It's pasul. It's disqualified. So now the issue is, if Tanakama holds that mitzoy chatat ha'of is ma'akev, and since he did the mitzoy dam, one second, how does this work? It's complicated. I have to remember exactly how this works. One minute. We say here that if lo hisir hamora. Okay, since in the Chatara Of, the Kohen has to do the Mitzui Dam, then by doing, one second, if he's, right, this is about, what we're really talking about is if the Kohen is Mavdil, right? We said here, let me just look at the, right, if he's saying, right, he says, Shamati Shemavdilim B'Chatara Of. So that means that you could, the Pasuk, okay, let me go back. The Pasuk by Chatara Of says, Lo Yavdil. So he comes, Rabbi Elazar Rosh Shimon, and says, in fact, if you did it, and as you're not supposed to, but if you did, it's Usser, you. It says Lo Yavdil in the Torah. How could you say, Shamati, that you do it? But what he claims is if you do it, the meat is not Pasul. You can eat the meat. Okay, this is always the question. Can you eat the meat or not? Remember, the Chatat, the Kohanim, eat the meat. So if you were Mavdil, even though you're not supposed to, you can actually eat the meat. Tanakama says, no, you can't. And we're now going to say why. Because if Mitzui Chatara Of is Ma'akev, then by you separating, then you did the Ma'aseh Ola B'Chatara Of. In other words, you treated the Chatara Of like the Ola Ha'Of, and then you basically did it in the same order. Okay, so go down the list in the sheet that you have. Okay, so what do you have, right? You did the Malika, and then you were Mavdil, just like that. And then you did, now remember, what does it mean the Mitzui is, why would the, okay, also, one second, why would you hold the Mitzui Chatara Of as Ma'akev or not? Because notice, in the Olah Ha'Of, you only have Mitzui. Of course it's Ma'akev, that's in parallel to the Hazat Hadam. Right, the sprinkling of the blood. But in the Chatara Of, you have Malika, then you have Hazayah, and then you have Mitzui. Mm-hmm. So we would have thought that the Mitzui is like the Shiraim. It's not Ma'akev. You've already done the sprinkling of the blood. So Rav Chisda says like this, the machloka between them is the Mitzui Chatara Of Ma'akev or not. So Tanakama holds, it is. Mitzui Chatara Of Ma'akev. And since the Mitzui Dam is Ma'akev, you basically, by separating it, you've done the same thing as you've done to the Olah Ha'Of. Okay? Rabbi Shimon Savar Mitzui Chatara Of Lo Ma'akev. And therefore, you're Mechatech Basar Ba'almahu. In other words, if you sever the head, you're not doing the exact same act as you're doing if you did the Olah Ha'Of, because in theory, what he's saying is like this. If you didn't do the Mitzui Dam, then... Okay, you'd have to say it like this. It's a little difficult, but the Rabbi Elazar Rosh Shimon is saying, Mavdilim b'chatara of, if you don't do Mitzui Dam. Because if you don't do Mitzui Dam, since he holds it's not Ma'akev, in theory, you don't have to do it. So if you didn't do it, then it wouldn't be parallel what you did in both cases, and therefore it would be Pasul. So it would have to be only, he's saying, you could be Mavdilim b'chatara of in the event that you don't do Mitzui. Tanakama can't say that because they think Mitzui is Ma'akev. So there's no option for them to say that. And therefore, there's no way you could do Mavdil because then you would basically be doing the same acts. It's true, you would add Hazaa, but that's not Ma'alev Elomo, we would say. Okay? That's how you would have to say it. That's one way of explaining their machloket. You have three ways. Rava Amar Shehiya B'Siman Sheini Ba'olata Of Ma'akev Ikabinayu. Their machloket is, if you're in the Olata Of, you have to sever it. That means you have to slaughter both simanim. So now, if you wait in between the two simanim, let's say there's a break. So if you take a break in between the two simanim, is that considered a proper shechita or not when it comes to the Olah Ha'Of? So their machloket is that ma'akev or not? Meaning, do you have to do it immediately? Or what if you had a separation? How does this connect? Because Tanakama Savar, Shehiya b'siman sheni ba'olah ha'Of lo ma'akev. They don't think it's ma'akev. In which case, you can, if you were to do, again, Tanakam is going to say there's no way you could do Mavdil, because why? He's going to say it's like the Olah Ha'Of. So if, now, what you have to understand is that if you look at the next Mishnah, or is it the next, or the one after, they describe exactly how you do, the way you would do it is you cut one siman, and then you start like breaking there's a whole way. First you break the back, then you break the neck, and then you cut one siman, and then you pull the skin back or something. And then the assumption is, then he would do the second one, if you were to cut both. So there's a break in between. So if you're Tanakama and you hold that there can be a break in between even for Olah Ha'Of, then you're going to say, well, then you're doing exactly like you did for the Olah Ha'Of. But if you're Rabbi Shimon Savar, it's Ma'akev. No, you can't have any break. And therefore, Kevin Deshaye, since the assumption is if you did both simanim, you must have done a break in between because you, the whole procedure would lead to a break in between. Therefore, Mechatech Basar Ba'amu is just cutting meat. It's fine. It's not considered parallel. Okay. We'll stop here for today. We'll pick up with the third answer tomorrow as to what the difference between Elazar Rabbi Shimon and Tanakhama is.